One of Donald Trump's signature issues is his criticism of American trade agreements.
And the government, our government, our poor government, we're being outdealt by China. They're so smart, but I make a lot of money with China. We're being outdealt by China and Mexico and Japan. Look at Japan. They sell cars by the millions they pour in. You know what we give them? Practically nothing, okay?
Trump is playing on a very real resentment. Many American jobs have gone overseas. Occasionally you hear a factory worker whose final task is dismantling the equipment to send it to its new location out of the country. Bernie Sanders critiques trade deals, too. But some economists have been arguing that a better approach is more help for the workers who do lose their jobs. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Most economists, including Jacob Kierkegaard of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, believe that trade is good for the U.S. economy, despite negative effects for workers who lose their jobs.
I think there is a group here who could say that, yes, they have a grievance, but that doesn't change the fact that on a net effect for the U.S. economy as a whole and for the average American, trade has been a huge benefit.
But Kierkegaard says the U.S. hasn't been very good at channeling some of those benefits to people who've lost the most to trade. John Folk knows all about that. He worked at a Huffy bicycle plant in Salina, Ohio that was shut down nearly 18 years ago when the company moved its production to China. Huffy had given its union workers an ultimatum: work for $6 an hour with no benefits.
We didn't put it out to vote. No one could live on that. We had many people there. Their whole income and their household was from Huffy's. Both the husband and wife worked there, so it was pretty devastating.
A federal program called Trade Adjustment Assistance that paid for worker retraining was available, but folks says only about a quarter of the Huffy workers signed up, partly because they needed health insurance and couldn't get by on unemployment benefits.
If you didn't have a means to keep a roof over your head, keep food on the table for you and your children and clothes on your back, you had to go out and find a job right away.
The Trade Adjustment Assistance Program is still around. John Folk knows it well. He used the program after he lost his job at Huffy's to study financial management. And he is now an administrator for the program at Allen County Jobs and Family Services in Lima, Ohio. Folk says it and other U.S. employment programs are sorely underfunded.
In fact, in the 12, 13 years that I've been in this field, our funding has been almost cut in half from when I started in 2002.
And Folk says he's come to believe that reemployment services should be expanded, and not just for those who can prove their jobs were lost to trade. Why should a worker whose job moves from Ohio to China be treated any differently, he asks, than someone whose plant moves from Ohio to South Carolina? Jacob Kierkegaard says in Europe, countries generally don't care whether you've lost your job to trade or to domestic competitors.
In some countries, they call it the right and duty principle, which means that if you become unemployed, you actually have a legal right to some kind of retraining.
Kierkegaard acknowledges that European countries spend up to 10 times more as a share of GDP on these so-called active labor policies than the U.S. spends on its programs. And he admits there's no political appetite for spending that much in the U.S. One possible, less expensive option is something President Obama mentioned in his State of the Union speech. It's called wage insurance. Colby College economist Lori Ketzler has pushed the idea. It's a way of subsidizing wages for workers who lose a job for any reason, but their lack of skills means they can only get a job that pays much less than their old job.
But if there's a program of wage insurance that closes the gap between old and new job earnings, that can be an enticement back into the labor market where a worker has access to training.
On-the-job training, which is the most effective kind, training that lifts skills and productivity and ultimately wages. Ketzler calculates a program like this would cost the U.S. about $2 billion a year. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.